mercies unto us since you have gathered in your house this morning. Thank you for the testimonies of your children. We thank you for the Sunday school, the blessings. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you for the special numbers. We are grateful and we are thankful to you for another Sunday that has met us here. Which anytime we wake up from our bed, just show that you are not true with us yet. And Lord, the purpose why you spare our life is to still continue to serve you as you walk forward and upon us unto perfection. We pray, dear Father, that the vision, the revelation of people's purpose will be bright in the heart of every one of us. That Lord will not live our life contrary to the purpose of our existence. We thank you for everything that has happened around this season. We ask for comfort for those who are more bereaved at this time. We pray for strength and grace for them. Lord, we pray, O God, for those that are alive, that you help us to buckle up, check up with us for salvation, and Lord, be ready, because the time of any of us will come, and you may come for all of us together also. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As we leave this service today in your hands, and take the brethren's, bless us, O God, and bless every day of the saints under the sun today. Heal the sick and the afflicted, and strengthen the weak ones, Lord. And baptize souls that are waiting on you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Eternal Father. When the services will come to an end, evening, may we have a recourse to bless your wonderful name for all the goodness the message we have received from you. We ask these petitions with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing this hymn once again to 115 by message of his cover. the scriptures from the book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. We start our reading from verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is now. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. Last week, Sunday, for the visitors, this is pastor, the pastor of the church, in person of Pastor Martins Anerua. Just I will take a little rest, that's why a spare tire has to be there to move the vehicle forward. Last Sunday, we started this sermon, and is that Brother Moses Ogboye? Wow. Happy New Year. Well, since he asked, we say, I think it's only 1 year. You were here last year, right? Okay, then Happy New Year, only 1 year. God bless you. Is your wife around? Okay. Right. We started with the background, and we are not going back to the background. But where we go to is where the prophet made a reference. The title of the sermon is "The Flashing Red Light of the Sign of His Coming." The flashing red light of the sign of his coming. What led to this was questions from the disciples of Jesus Christ in Matthew 24. In the beginning of Matthew 24, the Bible said that the disciples took, they said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That's what led to this message that we are preaching. When they show him the beauty of the temple, which is beautiful to behold. The temple was built, was constructed over 40 and 6 years, according to St. John, chapter 2, thereabout. 46 years was what they spent in building the temple. Not for lack of resources, but because it represents, in one way, the body of Christ, and it was step by step by inspiration they were working on it, because there was no, they were not doing sawing and things there. All these stones were just cut ready to be fixing gradually. It was a slow and steady work, and they finished it. That was why they told Jesus, they said about Jesus Christ that we use 46 years to build this temple, and you are saying, as you pull it down, you build it with order. Where is your own house that you built? that this one will use 46 years to be you. If you pull it down, this one better take care of him. Because the way he talk is so, if you go and call something to put this there, that's how they don't know temple again. Because they don't know he's talking about the body of himself, the temple of himself. That shows how people respect that temple. That shows the honor they place on that temple. But when they were showing Jesus Christ, the beauty, the whatsoever, like they said, do you see all these ones? Said, one stone will not be left on the other that will. All of them is coming down. Ah! That was shaking to the disciples. And they desire to know when that will take place. And when he told them that, the Bible said they came to him privately to ask about it when he sat upon the Mount of Olives. But in asking the question, they now asked three questions. They said, well, tell us when shall this thing be? And secondly, what will be the sign of your coming, as we've been talking about, and then the sign of the end of the world. Then he started speaking, and we went through the preambles. If you look at verses 4 to like verse 9, was telling them some things that will be happening. From that time, it's going to happen concurrently, and it has been happening, and it has not ceased. He told them those things are beginning of sorrows. And he went further to tell them here things that will also happen between his advent and his second coming. The things they are to watch out for that will be happening. How that they are going to be afflicted, they will be persecuted, they will be killed, they will be hated of all nations for his name's sake. Many will be offended, and they betray one another, hate one another. There will be false prophets and deceive many. Then false prophets have not ceased. They are still coming up. Just early when I woke up, early this morning around maybe some minutes to 4. Then I checked my phone. As I checked my phone, I saw a message on the minister's group. We are put the notice of the departure of Brother Samson, and people are putting condolences and condolences. Then the minister was saying, I speak ill in the name of Jesus Christ, this and that. And say the Lord speak to him to say that his servant will be healed. Then I probably chatted the person. Did you know what is there is causing here at all? They are not talking of somebody that is sick. This person has departed. If you are talking of resurrection, you'll be taken to the morgue where the body is laid. I say from Friday evening, the body had been the monk. I say, oh, you are referring to another case. If it be the same case, delete it immediately. And of course, being that I'm an admin, I deleted it. Before people will wake up. This is what we are saying. You talk about this, they don't believe in gift. We give it. Now that I told him this one, which Lord spoke to him? Which Lord spoke to him? Now, let me tell you something. There are people that have psychiatric problems and they think they have a gift. Yes. And they see different things. And come up and say, it's a gift. Which gift? just started this thing. The minister wanted to travel all the way from Kaduna to Ilorin for the minister's meeting. He said he has a message for all the ministers in Nigeria. You know, not all the ministers in Nigeria are sitting anyway, but at least what do you have? He said he has to be standing behind the pulpit to declare it. So they gave him one of the pulpit, not the main pulpit of the church. They gave him one pulpit to stand. So he stood there. Nigeria repents. Everybody repents. That is all he said for 30 minutes. Then he stood there. When 30 minutes reached, the bell used to close the something. We have seen things. We are not just, we don't just come and be talking anyhow. There are things we have seen firsthand that we know that some of them are manifestations of evil spirits. May the Lord be our way. The first time that Trump entered, the first whatever. You know the prophecy of some of the people here in Nigeria. See, I see a woman enter. Did he come to pass? Did the person repent? The people don't know what is the meaning of prophecy. When you say, thus saith the Lord, we are saying that this is what the creator of heaven and earth have said. If it does not happen, you are saying that God also, in fact, you are bringing God lower than an honest man. Because an honest man will stand by his word. Somebody who you cannot stand by what they say is not an honest person. So you are bringing God lower than that one, that God too tests lie once in a while. Then if that happens, if that actually is, then there is no need of anybody talking about Christianity. We don't need to be leaving our houses and come and be sitting there and say we are serving God, we are praising God. We should throw away the Bible. A man talk like that, I will never attend the church again except he repents. Because he's making God a liar. I will never want to hear him for whatsoever reason. From the time Jesus spoke this, that ushered in the birth of false prophets and false anointed ones. From that time till now, they just keep increasing. False prophet with false prophecies. It takes only people that are original children of God with a spirit of discernment to be able to discern right from wrong. If not, you just be swimming in something. Or you see a person claiming a gift and is there living in mother with all the women in the church. And somebody is staying in that place. You see, allow him to be putting hand on you and be praying for you. He is praying evil spirit on the congregation. May the Lord be gracious to us. The flashing last sign is coming. He gave the people answer for the first question of when the temple will not. He told them that when they see Jerusalem compassed about with an army, that is the sign. And the disciples who believed him, they were watching out for that. Immediately, of course, he gave them prayer requests. Said they should pray. That their flight will not be in the winter time or on a Sabbath day. Winter is when it is brazenly cold. That you have to be specially dressed. Neither can anybody be running. All this run, they run. You can't do it in a winter place. You have to stay where you will use heater to keep yourself alive. Apart from the dress that you wear, special dresses. He said they should pray that their flight will not be in such winter. Number two, they should also pray that that time will not be on the Sabbath day. Because on the Sabbath, the gates of the city is closed. So even if they want to run, they cannot go out. That's the second prayer. Then he said, woe unto them that are with child. Those that are pregnant. Because they will not be able to run. All those that give suck, that have babies that cannot run by themselves. And I believe the disciples, the little they know, they will be praying about this prayer request that I've been giving to them. When they saw the first sign of armies moving around the city, they whispered to themselves and they picked grace. But those who did not believe Jesus Christ was a prophet before, who didn't take him as the Messiah, therefore they did not take his word serious. They just take him as an ordinary person. Some take him as a man born out of fornication. And a man that doesn't have a reputation, that should not even speak. We are honorable people, we are talking. And so on and so forth. All those people, they pay for it. When after the disciples have run, the prophet said, those that are religious, they gather in the temple. Asking Rabbi so-so-so and so, priest so-so-so and so, to lead them in prayer. While they were there praying and things like that, that is where they were slaughtered. Right in the temple. Because of that, because this army, Titus General, it did not block them inside for just 1 week. This event lasted for over a year. That they couldn't go anywhere. The prophet said they ate the bark of a tree. The bark of the tree, they ate all of them off. They eat all the grass and they eat their children. By the time the armies finally enter into the city, all of them are weak. They cannot do anything. Those that are still alive, many have died. Many have been killed and eaten. By the time they say they just slaughtered them and their blood was running out of the gate of Jerusalem. Why? Because they did not pay heed to the words of the Messiah, to the warnings of God. And so shall it be for people that will refuse to also take warning for this our own time. Because that is one question answered. The other question is also staring us at the face. Because the second question is that what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Now for your information, these two events are so close that just a space of 3.5 years from the coming of second coming of Christ now and the end of the world. Just 3.5 years can happen. When this one happens now, this Gentile world, all over the earth, they enter into tribulation period. And according to the scriptures of truth, there will be no Holy Spirit on earth. The reason why people that are receiving healing now, the reason even why the peace you are swallowing is working, the reason why you are enjoying good air when you wake up, is because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, not necessarily in your own life, but because the Holy Spirit is here on earth, because some people are actually carrying that portion of God's Spirit inside of them, and they are walking on this earth, and they are serving as the umbrella that is covering people from the blast of the enemy. But when those people are taken out of here, which is called the bride of Christ, that have a portion of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit leave the earth. He who letteth will let, or to be taken out of the way. When that comes to pass, no Holy Spirit, no single prayer can be answered, no drug will work, no mercy at all, no favor from anywhere, no blessing coming from God, everything will become chaotic. According to the scriptures, the sanctuary will become smoking. At the moment now, Christ is still at the sanctuary pleading for mercy for the ignorance of his children. Is he waiting there to receive repentance from sinners? But when that happens, and the Holy Spirit is taken from this earth, that is the end of it. He leaves the sanctuary. He stops pleading because the people is pleading for they have left. And now, everywhere become chaotic. And the Bible says at that time, him that is feeding, let him be filthy city. He that is holy, let him be holy city. Because there is no more improvement that can happen in anyone's life. Everybody then maintain a status quo. The condition you are is what you will remain until the judgment. Amen. If the impact of the first question was that serious, it's not just that they will pull down the temple. That's not the main thing. Pulling down the temple is one, but the thing that will happen around that time is what is so gory and terrible. Terrible time of every they had their children. It was more than what happened in the book of the Kings. When one woman and the other one agreed to keep their children, they keep this one today, the other one withhold her own, the woman cried, say, hey, poor king, and the rest of it. That one is just minor. Because it was not planned. We only have one account recorded. But this one that happened in Jerusalem, they had their children. Historians wrote it down, the thing that happened there. Hey, their children. When hunger hits somebody, you can do anything. I'm telling you, the people that will be ready to die with hunger and see the main righteous, the Holy Spirit must be tabernacling in that vessel. What is a man that is hungry can steal? When people are not hungry yet and they are stealing, what about when hunger comes inside? So the next question is telling us that what is the sign of his coming? Almost every church is preaching that Jesus is coming. Did you know what to watch out for? Most of their emphasis is wars, rumors of war, and is more than that. Jesus just told these people, and he also told them what to do. Did they know what to be done now? He told his disciples the sign and told them what to do when they saw the sign. And because they know that none of his word has ever fallen to the ground before, and now this first sign they saw, they took to their heels. They ran. Which I know that unlearned people will be looking at them. What is wrong with this one? Since their master left, they have been behaving like lunatic and the rest of them. It's later they will understand. Amen. Amen. Talk. One of the major things that Jesus referred to them as one of the main signs of his second coming. He said that when the world becomes as it was in the days of Noah. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. He said, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So that brought us now to Genesis 6. To come and see what are the things happening in the days of Noah. Can we see those things? If we now see those things, then we have gotten the sign. Then what about the instructions? When you get the sign, then because there is instructions there, there is information there. Who will read? Amen. So Genesis chapter 6. From the world then. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. That is the first thing. Go back. That first verse is the first sign multiplication of people on the earth. Today, the learning people, of course, we have a ministry in Nigeria or Parasata or whatever that is called Population Census, National Population Commission. They do population census in Nigeria. They were doing it 10 years before. I don't know what years they were doing it now. And that's how they do it in every country. Of course, because the cost of this is enormous, that's why they are spacing it. So they only use the statistics that they have at the Ministry of Health, birth rate, death rate, plus or minus, find a percentage, and use it to work out and arrive to something and have a projected figure, an estimated figure for population of the something. In Nigeria now, they say it's 200 and something million that the people are in Nigeria. That's what they say. Is that not? And I think China at the same few years back used to be 1.6 billion. Now it's about 1.4 something. Because they have put their law down. You cannot have more than one child. No more than one child. So the death rate has increased more than the birth rate. Because those that are getting old and getting sick, they are dying anyhow. There's nothing to control that one. But the one that is coming has reduced. So from 1.6 billion, it has come to 1.4 billion. One time in India also, they manufacture one belt for the male. When you wear that belt, you know that this is where the pin of the belt is. This one is to deaden the reproductive cell here so that you will do and not become anything. All those ones is all in effort to reduce the population. In fact, one time it was claimed that some of those beds was imported into the country. It has a magnetic head. You know, it's very easy for, you know, everybody will like something that is good. Instead of you pulling the bubble and trying to see the hole, where better. This one is just a pin. It bam, it stays there. As good as it is, that's what they click it on. The rate of people getting married now and those that are having children, you can see the interval. Many people, before, once you marry, 1 year, it doesn't pass. But now it is prayer and serious prayer and desperation. If not, you see a man like that, almost as tall as this building, no life inside. It's not about the size or whatever. And you will see somebody very small. Let me borrow this name of mine, Akrele. You see, that small thing, not to come up, and the rest of it like that. May the Lord be our help. This generation, no matter the effort, the population will continue. They tried it in Egypt when they were trying to look for Moses to kill. All the steps that they wanted, they couldn't get Moses. He was still there. They increased their labor. That when the men overwork, they won't have time for their wife. When they need to reproduce, the little strength, God was blessing it. They do the next meeting. Say, this thing is not working. What else do we do? They say, okay, they employ midwives that they believe that these ones, they'll be able to take money and do their wills and become murderers. So they tell them that when you are doing the work of midwife and the child is coming out, once you notice it that it is a male, don't let the child breathe. Say, we can't teach you your job, but you yourself know how to make it happen. Medical people understand the way.
When they check, the Bible told us, because it's the revelation of God that reveals what is unknown, this event that has happened thousands of years ago, that the midwives feared God. The job they gave to them, even though with large sum of money, they couldn't do it. If it's today, many will do take that job and do it. When there are people, there are baby factories, where they get healthy men with kidney, put them into something and be feeding them just to reproduce. Plenty in this Nigeria. Just reproduce babies for us so that we use those babies to do money ritual and the rest of it. Some for sale and the rest of it. In this country. But those midwives, the Bible says they fear God. And the Bible said that because they fear God, that God made houses for them. Anybody that fear God, God will bless the person. But the Bible makes us know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When they did the next security meeting, they asked for the estimate of the population. The thing was increasing. The job we are paying you for, we are not seeing the impact. The woman said, "You don't know anything. Those women, they are different from our women." When they call us, before we get there, the woman has already given back. The child is already crying. People are already gathered, congratulating. There's nothing we can do again. Then they sack them. Sacking them. God see, when they now don't have job, God see went ahead in the midst of no job to still make them houses. When God decides to bless somebody, he will bless the person anyhow. Then the next security meeting, they say, "What are we going to do with this?" They say, "This time around, it is no woman's job. We are going to employ assassins. People that will take high drug, that will drink or drink. We go to these places with their eye red, with their sword, with instructions from the presidency. That the presidency, through the Ministry of Population, has given us instruction that for this time, we don't want population increase, especially when it's debate. Then they begin to slaughter them from house to house. It was in this period that Moses was still born. When God will do anything, no matter what man wants to do to hinder it, he can't stop God. Can't stop God. And God has made up his mind to do something, he will do it anyhow. Irregardless of anybody's effort. You can go and man opposition against it. Look. The opposition fact. The way the thing will pass you. No. Amen. It came to pass when men began to multiply. Jesus said, "For you to know the sign of my coming, go and check what was happening in the days of Noah." And the first thing that happened was population multiplication. Then what led to this multiplication is what we are going to see next. You say he did not talk of, he said daughters were born unto them. That is, those that are born, plenty females. The next. They are the sons of also the daughters of men that they were fair. If there is any age of beauty, not today. Not today. And any girl that is not deformed at birth today, it's naturally beautiful. No amen to that one. We are the come. When a female is born today, without any deformity. The girl will preach. I don't want to go too deep. The prophet said that Satan is a designer. She was designed to tempt man. That is why the shape of women. And that is why you see the emphasis on the dresses today is to actually showcase that shape. And that shape is a temptation. Two things. The appearance, the face, and the shape. That is why I said last Sunday, may not be that you be one of the things you will look at as the signs of his coming. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. Go ahead. And the Lord said. The prophet said, actually, in another translation, it is women, not really wives. Because there is a process of marriage. There is a process of marriage. If you want to go through a process of marriage, it's not as easy. But free love, as at that time, there was no GSM. So, and there was no television. For you to see somebody in US, for you to see somebody in Jamaica, to see somebody in Australia, see somebody in something, there was no, you have to see the person physically. Now, today, you are seeing everybody in the world now. You can communicate with anybody in the world now. And you can use video to look at anybody in the world. That thing has come back. And when you talk of 419 and Nigeria, majority of the people in our country, especially the female, the males that are not Christians, they use that phone and do males in order something. Do the females, they do males. Even some males even use the picture of a female to do she put a beautiful man picture there. And the rest of it. Sometimes husband and wife will plan it. And tell the woman, man, sleep yourself, show the minute, just $1. And Nigeria. Then you see some young boy, 20 something years, 30 years. They will be chatting with somebody of 50 something years, somebody that is old enough to be their mother. And you know, white people, they are useless. They will come and marry to them. You will see the picture on the internet where they are married, when they just marry at Regency Ikoyi, Lagos. They will snap the picture there. You know that this woman, the body is wrinkled already. But this boy, no pleasure from this woman, but it's the money they are after. Just to be able to, they want visa to be able to cross to that place. And then whatsoever, they know that later they will divorce. But they are already in the system there. That goes on daily basis here. Everything is an advancement of what is happening in the days of now. If Jesus is far out to the days of now, and what we now see is even worse off, then how close then is his coming? The designers of female dresses, then they said, are possessed of demons. Most of the clothes now, you know, they get arm. Now, armless, so that at least see the armpit at least. Then the chest of a fresh lady, Yoruba call it Olomunge. In the literal sense, it's Olomunge. That is the literal word. is Olomo Ogeni. Bring out, they do it like that, that this vision thing will show the cleavages. Now it's not even the cleavages, it's 3/4 of the whole something. These are not just queer people. You will see them in high society gatherings when almost all the breast is out. Majority of the weddings, that's how they do the wedding garment. No top at all. Topless. If they match it from the back like this and they go down, everything will be. The priest have to cover his eyes. It's the day we are living in. It's terrible. It's beyond comprehension. But Jesus defied us to go and look. If we are thinking of what are the signs of his coming, he said, go look at the days of Noah. Say, when you get what is happening at the days of Noah, you see it happening. Just as Jesus told them at that time that when you see Jerusalem compassed about with an army, if you are in Judea, run! So also today. And these are people, women with trousers. The buttons will go up high. If it's not high enough, they have got something they have made that cover the buttons that make it to go out very well. They have got rubber that they wear on the chest that will look at like the one that is really very good shape and the thing like that, that will shake like now rubber there inside. Rubber! 9 days. You that lost. Even this thing they used to have that as clothes of women, that, I don't know what is the name of that thing. What do we do then? Lolly. Somebody say lolly. Somebody say whatever. I know you know what I am talking about. Dummy. Whichever, you know what we are talking about. That is what matters. A man without God will lose after that. And when they dress that thing, they are showing you how you will look like if you buy the clothes. And you see, go and buy the clothes. You know that you are a candidate of the place where people like that go. That's why you have to prepare yourself. It doesn't matter whether you sleep and wake up in church. It means nothing. The mouth of preachers have been closed because of money, because of popularity, because of meat tickets, because of to retain their position in their church. They see, they can't say it. Some of them, women sit there in their front with short girl like this one, in between, look, watching, where he's preaching. He's watching cinema, right in his front like this one. One thing he cannot say about it. So what's it matter? When they focus some of this one, you will see some men, you will say, ah, you look cute. Ah! When something look abominable in the sight of God, from your own mouth, you say, look with it. You are the same. The Bible said, not only those that do those things, he said, for those that delight in them. Sometimes I saw somebody that's supposed to be a message believer putting her pictures in the Facebook with trousers. Though some years she has gone out in the water, but she says she's back. And now she's still putting the pictures. What are you? You are looking at the rear mirror. And then I see people that are supposed to be brothers, that are supposed to have eyes to see. They will be tongue, giving it thump like this one. They will be praising it like they are doing well. Bunch of sinners! Both the lady and the people that are praising, they are all sinners. One day, when I will comment on that thing, whether they will get heart attack, I don't know.
God, what have we put here? Of course, in the open book, we also read it. May God have mercy. When the prophet was preaching to him, he was making constant reference to the words of Jesus Christ. I think in Matthew chapter 6 or so. Whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already in his heart. That is how it is in God's record. When you look at a woman, and the woman you will look at and lust, the woman has presented herself in a sexy manner, in an ungodly manner, in a devilish manner, irrespective of the church, whether you are a pastoress or you are, which is a terrible word. There's no pastoress in the Bible. There's no lady bishop in the Bible. There's no lady evangelist in the Bible. All those things are modern, useless manifestation of blindness. If the blind lady there, all of them will fall in the beach. Say, are you anointed? By no means. I'm only anointed with the devil. May God have mercy upon us. Christianity is very far from worldliness. It's a billion miles apart. You cannot mistake a Christian with a worldly person. There is a vast difference, a clear distinction. When you see somebody that the hand of God has touched, you will know that this one, the hand of God has touched this one. When you see somebody that still have the taste of worldliness and the interest of worldliness, you also know that this one is still pressing forward. He has not arrived. You can deceive somebody else, not somebody like us. Doesn't matter whether you are a lady minister, which is not in the word of God, whether you are a deaconess, which is not in the word of God, whatsoever. When we look at the Bible, a deacon has qualifications. What is the qualification of a deaconess from the Bible? Don't bring it from your church. Where is it from the Bible? Of course, my mother was made a deaconess, is blindness. Some of my sisters, they are digging in blindness. I told their pastor before I left the place. Now, blindness. Every position that the Bible gives, right from the old, even a king in the Old Testament has qualifications. Is that scripture? A king, not the talk of a priest. A priest has qualifications. A king has qualifications. Details held out in the Bible. Come to the New Testament. Every position that God ever ordained for his own church has qualifications. Yes. But today it is full of rottenness. In the days of Noah, because of the wholesale beauty of women, display of female flesh. And today now, pedicure, manicure, or whatever like that. I saw a girl recently, used to be very black. When I saw her, I have to look at her, because I do recognize people very, very sharp. When I look at her, post, this face, I saw this face before. I say, are you Yano? She look and say, yes. Used to be black. Now she's yellow. With her trousers up. Abomination! It's not only an Old Testament instruction. A woman that put on a garment that pertained unto a man. The Bible says it is an abomination in the sight of God. And a man that put on, look for information, I've seen men, we are scared. I've seen women, men, we are scared. without issue. And they were going like this one. This is the day. Flashing red light sign of his coming. In the evening, in the night, like we said last Sunday, when you see a light flashing, that everybody knows that something's flashing, is it not? Except somebody who is blind. You really know that will not see anything flashing. But when you see how this natural eyes are the flashlight, that is also how this is also a red light flashing sign of when Christ will come. There is the sign, there is the instruction. We have it there. When the first question was dirty, we have the sign, we have the instruction. Those who heeded the instruction, they escape the instruction. Today, those who will heed the instruction, those who will heed it, they will escape the instruction. We have some people that are set of hypocrites. Dual nature. Two-faced people. They know how to appear pious in church and then be devilish on the street. Devilish in the campus. Devilish in their vicinity. When you are not conscious that there is a record that an angel follows you and is recording every bit of your movement, your dressing, your thoughts, is going to God's record. As we are sitting here now, of course, there will be people that will agree with me. There will also be somebody that will criticize some things. What is he saying? Everything goes into a record. Such is scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are there that testify of what I'm saying, whether they are the truth or they are not the truth. The preachers all over the place, they can't say it. Why? Is the meat ticket. If the church get to a place they don't want to hear preaching like this, the church close. Because the church is founded majorly upon the entire word of God as revealed to us in this generation. May the Lord be our help. The time is close. The man that just went is junior than myself. He preached his own last sermon last Sunday. Not knowing that I will go this week. But he has tended. If he has hold back to tell the people the truth, now his works follow him. That's the scripture. We are not here for popularity. We are not here for popularity. Say, this money I put in my pocket, I thought I would put it down. But the way they talk like this, I'm not putting it. Keep your money. Like Peter said, your money perished with you. With those kind of a thought. We never die of hunger. The God that freed Elijah is still alive. When everything was chaotic, and there was famine in the country, and there was no rain for 3 years, God told Elijah, go and hide yourself by the blue cherry. I have commanded a raven bird to feed you there. The raven birds, they are still available at God's command. They will bring the food. Yes, sir. It is our faith in God's word that makes us to be fearless in telling the truth. When we have spoken the truth, it's on everybody's lips. You do with it whatever you want to do with it. But one day, you will meet your maker. And I will answer for everything I preach on the day of judgment. Everything you hear, you answer for it on the day of judgment. If you are here and you have double lives, you leave something here, and you leave something at all, or you leave something here, you are doing yourself. Do that did like that, he didn't pay him at the end of the day. He was following Jesus Christ hypocritically, with hypocrisy. The only time you hear him talk is for the love of money. Every time he open his mouth, nothing will come out of it. Not only money. We are not here because of money. May the Lord be gracious unto us. We are looking at the days of Noah. Let us read further.
And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be at 130 years.
That was that time ago.
There were giants in the ark in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, these sons of God are the sons of Seth. Because according to the scripture, when Seth was born, the Bible said that them men began to call on the name of the Lord. They are the sons of God here. They came in unto the daughters of men. These daughters of men, they are the daughters of Cain. A serpent seed. See, the same, and they bear children to them. You see, this is where the prophet is talking about Major Nanda. There is nothing talk here now about marriage. These sons of Seth, which are the sons of God, they just took these people and they are just giving back to children. The same became mighty men which were old, renowned, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Which day is as wicked as this one? Everybody will sit down here and be talking about how bad the Tinubu is. Are you good? How many is good now that are not thieves? How many? I put it to you that even many of us in this area, we are very dishonest. You stop blaming somebody else. A politician is a politician. Whichever way they make their money, they shall be. I work with them and see that the whole thing is rotting to the core. May God have mercy. According to Jesus Christ, the rulers of this world is Satan. Matthew chapter 4. The devil showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. He said, they are mine. Jesus is not disputed. He said, all this I will give to you if you just bow down and worship me. Jesus sent him off. Said, they are all mine. US is controlled by the devil. Nigeria is controlled by the devil. Ghana, every country is controlled by the devil. No amen. This one, whether you say more, you don't say amen. Even if I'm going to be king, I only want bullets. Now, just one bullet. That's all. When Brother Bram was preaching some of these things, they told him that if you are not careful, we'll throw bomb on the platform. He said, you can do it. Say, but before the dust will settle down, I'm already in glory. Before the dust of the bomb will throw settle down, I'm already in glory. I'm in another body that will never be sick, that will never be tired, that will never have any pain, no discomfort that Jehovah has prepared. Majority of Nigerians are dishonest. Dishonest! Except somebody that really have the spirit of Christ inside of them. People are dishonest! Let me tell you something that will shock you. Recently, a brother sent me a message. He said, somebody asked him for help from so-so area. This is his name. He said, I should help him to confirm if the brother actually exists like that one. The person called himself a so-so person. So, I made all the research. Most of the people I was talking to, they didn't know why I was asking the question I was asking. You know, when it comes to this area, I'm not behind. So when I made all the something, I told the brother, I said, well, this something, all the investigation, they return negative. He said, thank you. The next day, he said, thank you for the effort.
He said, this person just called him to confess. And this is somebody that have. He said he's somebody he had borrowed money before. He paid part of it, he didn't pay the remaining. After that one, he asked him to borrow him another one. He said, he told him that, I can't borrow you another one. The one you borrow, you did not show, but I can give you this one. Just use this one. But the other one you borrow, you will see fail. This time around, he looked at all the something that this one will not work. He went to go and fabricate lies. And call himself a so-so-so. In so-so-so place. Who is your pastor? He says, he's a pastor so-so-so-so. What is the surname of this your pastor? He said, we just call him Pastor So-so-so. I said, that's where the thing starts. How a minister here will not know the surname of the pastor? You go and tell somebody else. Say, we just call him Pastor Matthew. You don't know. Did you just arrive today? That is why the Bible said, prove all things. And the message said we must investigate. Some people, when you want to ask for help, they are asking you questions. They are saying, why are you going to poke into my private life? Then keep your needs for yourself. The message requires us to ask questions. If your answer is not satisfactory, we are not bound. When you have your money and you are spending it for years, nobody will know. It is only when we are allowed young grant. Ask the question. You'll be going here, going here, and be going here, and be going here. What is wrong with you? You lost your job. Instead of you to tell people, say, I lost my job. You are saying, say you are on leave. Is that not a lie? Is that not a lie? You are deceiving yourself. That is insincerity. Insincerity. These are the things. If it busts, anyhow you fabricate, if it busts, and when it busts, I don't finish that. Some people will ask for money from this one, ask from that one, ask from that one, the same money from different whatever. It will burst. The minute that people know you to be like that, they will be avoiding you. You have finished yourself. You say, I will blame it to Tinubu. Tinubu is in every house. May the Lord have mercy upon us. So no get job. Let me tell you that there is no age when you cannot go and learn something. There is no age. As long as you are still needy and you are jobless, you can go and learn work. Lazy generations. Go and learn work. You go to come and be scratching your head and be scraping people. It doesn't work. It will not last. You will lose your credibility and that will be the end. They don't want to help you. Now you serve me. I don't need all those praises now. We are rich. I don't need all those praises. Let it be that I don't want to help you. All those things don't affect me at all. Some people are there that will testify against you that you are lying. The Lord be our help. These are the things. All these hard creatures, let them die one by one. We won't die before our time. Yes. We won't die before our time. We'll just go out of many. We see the main. We see the main. We see the main. Everybody will wait until his own time comes. Today, now, as he gets today, I never die. May God have mercy upon us. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. May the truth set everyone free. Men begin to multiply. People are, you know, the great people are. Despite the death rate, but the birth rate, All these young boys nowadays that cannot even feed themselves, but they continue to live with women and the rest of it like that. Which, let me read the scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, if you can please bring it, verse 11 to 13. We are already from there. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the act of the sons of men is fully said in them to do evil. The next, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because they fear not before God. Because judgment does not come on time, does not mean that God did not see. It doesn't mean that he has forgotten. His record is perfect. Every evil work under the sun is in his record. If we preach this way, and you see some manifestation of all kinds of spirit, what about where it's not even preached? When they just rub the people on the head and bless them in sin and iniquity. What do you think is happening there? Women, they have become monuments of worship. Monuments of worship. A girl says she wants to go and plait her hair in the next village. She from there go to her boyfriend's house. When they finish their activity, the boy doesn't have transport money to give to her. The girl suggested that what will happen is that you call my parent and say that I've been kidnapped. So he called the parent that your daughter is with us. So in case you see need out. Sir, are you going to be now? Well, Ojuloro, you sir, just bring 2 million. Just to mercy you, just bring 2 million. Somebody's daughter that you come to live with, so she give you 2 million of what way you are defiling somebody's daughter. She be easy girl that look for that. Say, what about 200,000? Say, you are joking. 2 million must be complete. Finally, they send the 2 million and trade them. As in collecting the 2 million, they grab. Jafana, how many people want to share it? He want to take 1.5, then we give 500 to the girl. They ask the girl, where are you? Say she's in school. You are in school. Who is paying your school? Who is his daddy? What's the job of your daddy? Say farmer. You are very wicked, so. Everybody is staying here blaming Tinubu. Average Nigerians are terrible, except somebody with the spirit of God. There are many have the spirit of God. Forget about somebody prophesying false prophecies, fool the old place. Forget about somebody making people speaking in tongues without meaning. No nonsense. Arrow speaking in tongues. Teach Arrow about speaking in tongues. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy. Say the scripture. What day are we living in? The flashing light sign of his coming. It's flashing everywhere you look, you will see it. When you come out of church, what do you see? Female flesh. Walk out of your house, what do you see? Female flesh. Walk out of your office, what do you do? How many offices are collapsed because of women? The woman secretary is there with her breast showing the Oga every day. If that one does not have the spirit of God, he will rejoice. And the work will prolong the evening. Say, we have a lot of things to do today. It will end up somewhere. May God have mercy upon us. Where did we start from? Where did we reach? And where are we going? Where are we going? In the time of Jonathan, come and see all the woman she put in delicate positions in his own. The money, one of them that can sustain this country for about 3 years. He never returned it now. He run away to a high somewhere. And they say they cannot, they have to follow some rules. What rules? What rules are you following before you bring the criminal to come out? At least, if not, you collect the money as collected. Look, me as a human being, the way I feel when I read the news and I see all these things, thank God I am not God. Since I will clean the ocean, I'm telling you, this is when how it was in the days of Noah. When God anointed, he said, my spirit will not always strive with men. That's when he told me to go and build an ark, that I want to clean this thing with water. And he made another promise that fire will come and clean this place now. Not the Los Angeles fire, that one at Priambus. That Priambus. Says climate change, okay? Of course, the climate is changing. Because human beings, they are getting wickeder. So the climate needs to change. May God have mercy upon us. When you are born as a female, naturally, you are beautiful. What did I say? You are beautiful. This thing you put here. Maybe you will bath. When you bath, you find that you are still the same person. So all those things that you put is for what? Nowadays, you see some weddings, when they go and do the screening for their face, you know what is called screening? They use what are these materials? Bravat. Not just paint. POP. They mix POP with cement. That's what they use to do screening. And then they use sandpaper to sandpaper before giving him primer and the final painting. So that's why you see some work that is smooth like that. That's the procedure. These women, before they go and do the screening for plaster the face, and then come and face. If you don't know the person very well before, hallelujah, they divide them. I've seen many of them. They will put something on this one like amphan, put it on them like that. That will be blowing up at that. When you see a woman like that, you better run. You better run for your life. Majority of preachers today, they are the ones putting them down. No, say naturally, now women, they have plenty of problems. You go to some church on Monday, they are gathered there. On Tuesday, they are gathered there. On Wednesday, they are gathered there. On Thursday, they are gathered there. On Friday, they are gathered there. Saturday, they are gathered there. Go and look at it's 99% women. Have you heard? Baba without the Holy Ghost, when you go present grace, what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? A natural man, that blood and water is flowing in his body. When you touch the body of him, there is a reaction. Even if you are even filled with the Holy Ghost, there is still a reaction. Wash your hand off. But the looking is sinner that look and lost. That's why we have money to give a girl. You go to universities, one girl will embrace 20 boys. It's happening also in churches. Free love. In social gathering, in politics, you just everybody just it's simply the sight of God. The thing is turning God at his stomach. Today is full of drinking of what is pumping people to do all this is. We see people in those days and cigarettes we see. But today, cigarette is not even the picture. Marijuana is even his baby. Arizona, Colorado. No names like that. There are lists of them like that. One stick is also 5,000. When they take it, human beings just like rats. They can do anything. Look. Jehovah again that looked down in Genesis 6. That God tired with human beings and said, my spirit will not always strive with men. He's looking down again and his bench is getting tired. The prophecy that they have spoken is about to happen now. Disasters are increasing. Things are turning the other way. Even the seasons are changing. When they used to start, all those things, the whole earth, everything is for sale, it's titty here and there. You will see that the rainy season and dry season, they have changed. For some years now, rain doesn't start when it's supposed to start. Is the anger of God lowering gradually? Because the whole earth is filled with violence. And God is tired of it. Churches in this area, they will not be less than 15,000. Some streets, up to 3-4 churches are there. Where is God? Husband is planning against wife, wife is planning against husband. In this our generation, very terrible way. Children duping the parents. Siblings, where? This one see how we do this. This one see how we do this. You hear of names. This one say money from above to help you build out. Before you build out, you don't build this home first. When some of them will come and come suddenly to see the project, they just have heart attack. Because he has committed it into the hands of his brother. This is what the brother can do. You that come here to listen to God's word, we are not responsible for what to do with it. But what we are telling you is the truth. The only way out for human being is genuine repentance. Some don't even know themselves. You must know yourself. Know yourself. Know the home you come from. Know the spirit you are born out of. Know the environment you are brought up. Look at everything and do like Jabez. Don't let all this is have effect on me. And pray your heart out. And pay heed to God's word. And be serious with God. And don't rest on night and day until you are sure that when you have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, you receive the genuine Holy Spirit. How are you going to know it is the genuine one? It is the way that we now make you to live thereafter. If it's making you to live like Christ, that is it. If it's not making you to live like Christ, it is not yet. You are here to come and play. It's your own business. Every beat of the sermon you listen to, you face it on the day of judgment. Sometimes you come to church before you read the scripture of some asleep. That one is your own Lord. You think there is going to be allowances for sleeping? You see some stand. You see old man stand of almost 80 years. Because he wants to hear what he says. Then you see people that are now to 40 years. They just do as if there is no single bone in their body. And just sleep like this. They are sitting room. God be merciful to this sinful, terrible, weak, lazy generation. God have mercy upon us. Proverbs said, we want you to be pretty, but not artificial beauty. You who have fought for attachment, we have let it go. But remember that the prophet said that if you must put one on, it should look like the one before. Sometimes I look and see somebody with colored attachment. Is that the type of hair you have? Is that the type of hair you have before? Will you say it's not clear? Do yourself. When you go to market and there are plenty there, and it's a choice, you choose the one you want. So you use your hand and go and choose unbelief and pay for it. I say you are preparing for that church. You tell somebody else. Tell somebody else. If you like, go and sew nylon and clothes and wear it. All the men that lost after you, they are on your list with God. Because they are committing adultery with you. So they are on list. They are linked to you. Go and sew the one and pour yourself inside. That it will take you 15 minutes to remove your dress. All the list is there. That is following you. It is possible for people to lose in church. Let me tell you, the time of Abraham in the prayer line, a lady come with lost spirit, and a deacon that was passing his own people battling with the Lord. Abraham with the vision was seeing it. You are seeing it. You think evil spirit does not come to church? They come to church. They come to church. Brother was preaching one time. He saw somebody that was with crutches. He was watching the person. He said immediately he started making the prayer line like prayer altar call like this. The person carried his crutches and went out. Brother said he will always be on that crutches. That is his Lord. He said if he has waited, something will happen. In the scripture, the Bible said that Brother Paul, while he was preaching, he was watching somebody. By the time he came to the altar call, he said, I perceive that you have faith to be healed. Stand on your feet. And the person recovered. What about you? The person has left. Issue repeat. Nothing that happened before that does not happen now. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Even then took them. Today now, women. The greatest thing you hear today is about sex, about this one. I saw one lady wrote on the Facebook yesterday. I said, God bless this one. I commented that God bless you. See, everything about this one is just pollution. It's worse than before now. But 90% of the advertisement is just about sex and romance. That's all I want. If you don't have grace, you better delete that thing from your handset. If not, you'll be lost on a daily basis. And you are preparing yourself for hellfire. It is that same thing that told Abraham, that made Abraham to say that this thing that is called television, pick it out of your house. But you go and bring it to your house. Now your portion. It's your choice. The excuse you gave is not sufficient for you to allow that demon to stay there. I don't tell you. May God have mercy. Don't worry. The prophet says, they say that women are the safest drivers. He said, it is not so. In Nigeria, is it so?
No.
But for him to prove it, he and his son, one day they were driving. Then they took a chart and began to, when a girl, a female made mistake, they would mark it. When the male make mistake, they mark it. At the end of their trip, when they do the counting, they find about 19 males to 218 females. But he said the record with the government does not show it. Because what the police will do is to collect the phone number of the lady and say she should go. Just to make careful. That is it. That same spirit is everywhere today. All these females that they are accused of what you're doing, even this present government, where are they? They are accused, don't die down. Have you seen the case again? It's a repeat of history. Now, the Bible says that marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. It is what God instituted for a man to have his own wife. But the spirit adjoined on men want to live with every woman that is beautiful. Bankers, when they say they give them targets, target to pursue rich men. Go and meet them in hotel, sleep, and just bring their car there. That is the thing. This is your job. You have to know how to secure it. You are not better than those people that they were washing the body of Jesus Christ where it was placed in the grave. And when he resurrected and they witnessed it like this one, and some of them ran away, some of them that went to the chief priest and high priest, they sat them down and they took money from the treasury. And the Bible said they gave them large sum of money and told them to tell lies all the days of their life. I say, if anybody asks you about this matter, this is what you will tell them. That when we were asleep, is that who came by that? And they stole his body. Even the lie itself already have. When you are asleep, how do you know? Is it by dream? You saw who came to come and carry somebody. If you say that that is how people used to know who come and carry somebody, there will be thieves then. Those people, the Bible says that that is what is being recorded to this day. As at the time they wrote this Bible, that was still the news that they were still saying about that. It means that those people told out the days of their life. They did not come to a point or say that before I die, make I tell the truth. Candidates of hell. How can I get a job to be telling lies? How can I get a job to be wicked? How can I get a job to be silly? How can I get a job to be doing all kinds of evil? If you are a lady, you are employed somewhere and they give you the dressing code, they say you have to wear trousers. This is how it's working. It's not the work for Christians. The work for Christians. You have to appear cute. What does it mean to be cute? To be cute does it not mean to cover body? Jesus Christ was the first soul in Israel. I mean, God Almighty was the first sewing mistress, or sewing master, or the first tailor in the Bible. When our father and our mother, when they were naked, and the first work they do to do fig leaves, the fig leaves did not do the covering. When Almighty God came, he went to go and said, leather, the skin of animal that does not have hole, that is not transparent, is what he saw and covered their body, and they were well covered. That is the pattern. That's the pattern. But the one today, if they carry clothes, come meet you, make you show the breast like they make it. And you yourself, you saw it, you are collecting money of blood. Money of blood. And my wife was still going to shop. Even the senior sister brought trousers for her to amen, she refused. Our senior sister. Say, I don't amend trousers for women. She can. Christianity is an individual affair. This is our pastor. by the grace of God, since 1985 up till now, I watch him that I have been a godly man.
Oh, yes.
And he's the most respected person here. If he tell me to do anything contrary to God's word, I will refuse. Flat. But no, he can't do that. Because if you learn from 85 till now, this is 2025. How many years is that? 40 years. May God be gracious to us. God bless you, Richard. We, the time has gone. We have covered a little page. We will proceed at a good time. Yes, the flashing red light sign of his coming. You don't be the thing we look at that will say, ah, the end is near. As I begin to see this lady, good like this one, ah, the end is near. May that not be you. May that not be me. There is genuine Christianity. I mean genuine Christianity. Original Christianity. As it was in the Bible days. It still exists. But very small. If we preach like this in the outside, they will say, this is a fanaticism. Only than thou attitude. That's what they will put it. But Brother Paul said, the way that is called heresy, madness, crazy, so that is the way I worship the God of my fathers. And there are places right in this country, several of them, where the same thing is preached like this. And the bride of Christ, there are very few in number. All the people here, they don't have automatic ticket that they are going. The Bible makes us to know that blessed are they that read and those that hear. But more blessed are they that keep the things of this saying, for the time is at hand. The main person that actually receives the final blessing is the one that keeps the sayings, that follow the instructions. When the time comes, after we talk of all the signs finished, we will look at the instruction. Because the instruction is there. We will expatiate it. But let me just mention it for this time, just for this point. Where the carcass is, there will the echoes be gathered. When we come to that spot, we'll look at it. That is it. If when these signs are there, there will be a place where the carcass will be. The carcass is the fresh king. That is where the eagles will be gathered. You won't see boy church gathered there. The Lord bless you. May his coming gladden our hearts. Shall we rise? Let's sing that in one more time. 1, 2, 5. We are looking for his coming. The flashing headlights sound of his car. church to play. We come for business. Because we don't know when last we have the opportunity to preach or to hear God's word. Because one day, a colleague of mine that preached like this in Ekwe, last Sunday, by Friday evening, his body is in the morgue. It can happen that way, rapidly, without much warning. I believe the lady that passed on out of Gordon too was in church last Sunday. Now she belongs to the ages. Everybody, when you come to church, prepare not to offer offerings of food. Make your heart ready before the Almighty God. Listen to God's word. Make sure that this is word and the things of the word completely leave your life, leave your heart, that you are ready for His coming. Make yourself ready. Hear God's word and repent of all foolishness. Young ones, hear what we are talking about. The age is full of rottenness, including instrumentalists. Don't just play instrument without following the message. You must be ready. You must put your hand there and be serious with God. Otherwise, at the end of the day, you just find yourself the loser. You have yourself to blame. As wives, we are commanded that you respect your husband in all things according to the scripture, as also saith the Lord. As long as your husband is not asking you to do evil, obey him and listen to his instructions. Husbands, you are asked to love your wife as Christ loved himself and gave his body for you. Don't play hacky-panky with your wife. Don't tell your wife lies. Be play with her and do everything in your power to take care of your family. Let them know that you are doing your best. Are you doing crook businesses? Put a stop to it. Are you a thief? Put a stop to it. Rapport says so. Say, let him that steal no more. But let him rather labor with his hands. The time is coming for sober reflection. While we bow our heads and our hearts before the Lord. These things are not possible for anyone to do except the Spirit of Christ is in you. When you hear it, you will wish to live according to God's word. It is just a wish. If horses were beggars, wishes were horses, they say beggars were so right. It's a wish. Everybody that we hear God's word wants, want to live right, wants to live according to God's word, wants to live holy. And God says, be holy because I myself, I am holy. But you can't do it except the Spirit of the Holy God, which is the Holy Spirit, lives inside of you. And we have the key in the scripture of how the Holy Spirit can come inside of you. It's Acts 2:38. You repent, you are baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says you shall receive the Holy Spirit, not family spirit, not a national spirit. 419 spirit is Nigerian spirit. But the Holy Spirit that will make you to live holy, live like God, be honest, do what is right everywhere. Not that they employ you in an office, you embezzle the whole thing there. You consume the altar. While our eyes are closed, would there be someone that would like to remember the prayer? Just lift up your hand to God and put your request in your heart. I say, God, remember me. I need your help. A time like this, we are so close than ever before that we can almost hear Jehovah, his footsteps right at the door. Jesus said, when we see these things, he said, it is near at the door. Near at the door. In fact, we have seen them close. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege to read your word and to talk about your word. The most important subject before us now is your coming. Because the things you ask us to look that will give us an hint that your coming is so close, we have seen them. As many as are not blind. And if any is blind, you are the only one that can open the eyes of the blind. It's our prayer this afternoon that the things that we have heard will never condemn any of us on the day of judgment. May these things prepare us and make us ready. That will make us to give testimony that day and say, Lord, I thank you for the way your word was reable to me. It was hot enough that it made me to make a U-turn in my life. Let it be there, Father. As many as have not the Spirit of Christ in this building or within the hearing of this voice, since we are online also, I pray, dear Father, especially those who are desiring it, those who see the need of it, I pray you will hear their prayer. I pray you will feed them, dear Father. Make each one of them ready. Lord Jesus, I pray, dear God, that you take away from our life anything that is abominable, Heavenly Father. Help us to think on our ways. Help us to turn our feet to your testimony. Help us, Holy God, young and old, we fear and tremble before you to work out our salvation, dear Father. Have your way, Lord. If there be sickness in this body, it is written that you sent your word and it healed them. You are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by your stripes you are healed. And you say you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Set that upon the infallible word of God, which charge you by the word of the living God, to leave the audience alone. God's sons and daughters, leave them alone in the name of Jesus Christ. May each one be well. May each one be strong. May each one be healthy in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Whatsoever be our needs and desires as individuals, may you grant them unto us. Thank you, Eternal Father. This short time we have to rest our body before we come back. May you give us a good time, dear Father. Bless our food and our water. May they minister strength to our body. Prepare us for the next service and your blessings. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. Amen. It's coming. Rejoice our hearts. One of these days, everything will come to its end. And then we will meet the Lord according to the scripture in the air. May none of us be left behind at that day. Amen. 198.
Jesus.